Those makers of Kix invite you to beat the band. If you can.
General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Terry Como, Marva Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Pete Fieldman, Arm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now, meet the band you have to beat, folks. Ted Weems and the boys in a fast-moving bit of caliente rhythm that goes to town under the name of Cali Conga. Many programs have masters of ceremonies from New York, known as New Yorkers. Others have men from Hollywood, known as Hollywoodians. Some have men from Chicago, known as Chicagoans. But we are alone in having a master of ceremonies from Baltimore, who is universally known as a Baltimora. Ladies and Gary Moore.
That ain't the way it reads in my script. Baltimore, that's fine. Where, incidentally, where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana.
Louisiana. A screw Louisiana. Is that it? Thank you, anyhow, for you got a bigger laugh than I mind it, anyhow. Anyhow, friends, we do have questions today, and what questions they are. General Mills will gladly pay $10 each for every question we actually use on our program today. And, of course, those extra smart folks who beat this band of Teds will receive a guaranteed minimum of double money, $20, and a full case of delicious, crisp-assured kicks. But remember our $100 bonus. That sum might go to $25, $50, and even $100. Plus, of course, the $10 for the question and that case of kicks. And say, you know, this business of beating the band might be profitable in a great big financial way. And once you try framing one of these funny questions with a song title answer, well, you'll say that beat the band is profitable in a great big have-a-lot-of-fun way, too. So right today now, jot down your question and send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be watching for the questions and now into the unrehearsed portion of the program and let the half dollars fall where they may just as long as the old bass drum booms first, because that's your signal that someone's question has beat the band. The boys do not know the questions I will ask, and I think it fairly safe to say that they don't know the answers either. And here we go. Item number one is from H.J. Dane of Iowa City, Iowa, who wants you to tell him what song, published 30 years or so ago, names a well-known shoe manufacturing town in Minnesota. And Joe Hoover had his hand up just a split second before Rosie McCarg. All right, Joe.
Red Wing.
Red Wing, Minnesota. That's right. They make shoes there. Can you play Red Wing? Oh, really got off to a start today. Oh, killer. That gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard there, Dr. Hooven. 10 points it does. And now into item number two from Kenneth Glenn of Huntington Park, California, who tells us that a midget entered a theater and in trying to get to a seat found an extremely large lady in the aisle seat. What did he say, using a song title about 14 years old that indicated it was necessary for the lady to move so that he could get past? Long-winded, nothing happened. Here's the thing. Now, a midget comes into a theater and he's trying to get to a seat. He finds an extremely large lady in the aisle seat. Now, what did he say, using a song title about 14 years old that indicated it was necessary for the lady to move so that he could get past? I'm sorry, time's up, and the answer is I can't get over a girl like you. A killer, huh? That's her, and the whole band in unison has to rise and throw 50 cents on the old bass drum. Everybody. That's the idea. And Kenneth Glenn of Huntington Park, California, who says the second question in today's lineup becomes the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that $100 bonus in mind. And now Teresa O'Lear of Newton Falls, Ohio, taxes your American history with this question. What currently popular song might be used as a nickname for Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States? And Red Ingalls got his hand up in the air.
Two Buck Tim from Timbuktu.
What's that again, dear?
Well,
Two Buck Tim from Timbuktu?
Yeah.
Where does Thomas Jefferson come in there? I don't know.
Pictures on a $2 bill.
I know what.
Gracious.
I know, but his name is Tom Jefferson, not Tim Jefferson.
It's all right.
Of course, maybe we can have him rechristened just for you. I'll tell you what we'll do, Ray. We'll give you 5 points. The answer is the Nickel Man.
Ah, that Pocahontas and a buffalo.
No. No, the answer is the Nickel Man on the new Jefferson Head nickel. As a matter of fact, you get 5 points, though, for nothing. In fact, you don't even get the 5 points, thinking it over.
All you get to do
is throw 50... Huh?
I can play Nickel Man.
You can? Well, I can hardly think of anything I'd rather hear less. Would you care to go ahead? That's a lead nickel if ever I had it. Anyhow, don't applaud. Oh, no. Doesn't deserve it. All he does, he gets 5 points. Still, you have to throw 50 cents on the drum. I'm awfully sorry. And it looks like this gentleman here, or rather a lady, Teresa O'Lear of Newton Falls, Ohio, becomes the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more, keeping that bonus in mind. And now, fellas, you can come out from behind Red Angle. The questioning's over for the nonce. And, Ted, may we have music, please?
Something with a little vocalizing for a side dish.
That sounds like a dinner bell to me, Foss.
And tuck in your napkin, because Perry Como and the boys offer this dainty morsel, all this, and heaven, too.
Well, pass the pepper, Pappy.
You give me your lips, and your lips are so heavenly. Stars in the sky are all three in the shine for me. So does the moon in the blue. All this is mine and heaven too. You give me your arms, and your arms are like angel wings. Sweet to my ear is the song every bluebird sings. Each rosebud kissed by the dew. All this is mine and heaven too. I own each summer day, each mountain capped with snow, the sentimental tree, the dreamy streams that flow. Every country lane and every street of stone are highways of adventure made for me alone. You give me your love, and your love is a melody. Deep in my heart, I will carry the song with me. You bring a love so divine. All this is mine and heaven too. Sentimental tree, the dreamy streams that flow. Every country lane and every street of stone are highways of adventure made for me. Oh, You give me your love, and your love is a melody. Deep in my heart, I will carry the song with me. You bring a love so divine. All this is mine and heaven too.
Say, Gary, how would you like to win $5,000?
Yeah. Who do I have to slug? I mean, how do I win it, sir?
Well, as a matter of fact, Gary, you're one of the few guys that are not eligible for the prize.
Oh,
but the other 120 million folks in this country are eligible.
Well, gee, thanks, Mr. Pearson. That's a real consolation.
Yes, sir, folks. You're all eligible to receive one of the 1,113 prizes to be given in the new Vitalized Kicks $10,000 contest. And say, the first prize alone is $5,000 cash. Don't you think you could use that? You could? Well, I'll tell you how you may win a prize just a little later in the program. Have a pencil and a piece of paper handy. It may be your first step in winning $5,000.
I don't care. I don't care if you won't let me play. I don't even have to do this for a living, you know. I got a couple of slot machines on the outside. I don't have to worry about my salary here. Anyhow, here we come, friends, into the second group of questions for this afternoon. And so far, three people have had questions read, and two of them have managed to beat the band. Horrible. Now, Mrs. Margaret Brooks of Weirton, West Virginia, pens a note and includes this query. An archery instructor was trying to teach a novice how to handle a bow and arrow. After several failures, the beginner threw down the bow and arrow, suggesting, with a currently popular tune from a big musical show, a logical disposition of the bow and arrow. Whole lot of expensive silence there. And Joe Hooven's got his hand up now. All right, Joe.
Give it back to the Indian.
Give it back to the Indian. All right, Joe. Yeah, all right. Can you play that? Fine indeed. Give it back to the Indians, answered by Joe Hooven, whose father was a tough Mohawk and his mother was a sweet Sioux. Oh, Mr. Joseph Miller. Lois Pig of Greenville, Tennessee, writes in to ask, what did the husband say in self-defense when his angry wife accused him of being at Madame Lazonga's? It's another of the currently popular tunes. And Elmo Tanner's got the answer over here. All right, Elmo.
I never took a lesson in my life.
So help me, that's what he said. I never took a lesson in my life. All right, can you whistle then? I can believe you long about now. And that gives you, incidentally, you ought to do that soon sometime. It's swell for you. It gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. And now, Kedrick Keeley of Los Angeles, California, offers a riddle and a tough one at that. A lady, and listen very closely to this one now, a lady visiting a man noticed a picture on the wall. On asking who was the man in the picture, the gentleman with whom she was visiting replied, "Sisters and brothers have I none, but that man's father is my father's son." Now, he could have simply replied with the title of a popular current song. Who is it a picture of? He points to the picture and he says, "Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that man's father is my father's son." And Parker Gibson.
Me, myself, and I.
I'm awful sorry. No, that isn't the answer. No, look, I'll tell it to you again. "Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that man's father is my father's son."
Me, myself, and I.
No, they haven't repainted the picture since the last time I talked to you. It's the same fellow, and the answer is my son. You see, it's the fellow's son.
Oh, yes, me, myself, and I.
And so, what?
Me,
no, myself, it's my and son. I. My son is the answer to the... Huh?
How do I figure?
Well, look, it says here, "Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that..."
Man, father, it's my father's son. That's me.
That's me.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
Now, don't get me confused. Wait a minute. Don't get me confused. Let me try it again. Sisters and brothers, have I none? But that's the answer I know. It says there on the paper. My son is the answer. And you have to throw 50 cents on the old bass drum. And Kedrick Keeley of Los Angeles, California, receives a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if you keep that bonus in mind.
I'd contest that.
You what? Red, look.
It's the answer to the riddle.
It's as plain as the nose on my face. Look, sisters and brothers. Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that man's father, you see, is my father's son. Next question we come to, friends, is from...
Me, myself, and I.
No, it isn't. It's from Ted Seeley of West Falmouth, Massachusetts. We'll have a duel. After the program. Cream puffs at six paces, huh? Ted Seeley of West Falmouth, Massachusetts, queries in this fashion. A teacher asked Johnny what letter of the alphabet came after N. Johnny replied P. The teacher corrected him using the title of an oldie back in popularity nowadays. And Pete Beal got his hand up in the air, also the Red England art winner. Pete, what's your answer?
Just a minute.
What's the matter? What do you got?
Old Johnny O! Old Johnny O!